You're listening to a podcast provided by Great Ormond Street Hospital for Children, NHS Trust. This podcast explains how to give your child eardrops or spray. It was written in September 2006 and recorded in January 2008. Eardrops or spray are often prescribed after your child has had an ear operation or has an ear infection. This is how you should use eardrops or spray. Step 1. Wash your hands. Step 2. Get your child into position. The ear you are treating needs to face upwards, so get your child to tilt his head to one side or lay him flat on his back with his head turned. You may need some help to hold your child in position. Younger children or babies are best wrapped in a blanket or sheet to keep their arms and legs still. Step 3. Remove the top of the bottle or spray. Step 4. Gently pull the earlobe downwards to open up the ear canal. Step 5. Put the drops or spray into the ear canal. The label on the bottle or spray will tell you how much is needed. Step 6. Keep your child in position for a few minutes so the drops or spray can spread into the ear. Step 7. Put the top back on the bottle or spray. If your child is having drops or spray in the other ear, ask him to turn over so that the other ear is facing upwards and start again at step 4. Keep the eardrops or spray tightly closed in a cool, dark place according to the instructions on the label. Read the instructions on the label carefully and only put drops or spray in the affected ear. Do not use the drops or spray for longer than stated on the label because they can become dirty and infected quickly. If you are giving your child drops or spray for a certain number of days, write the date you open the bottle on the label to remind you. Remember to keep all medicines out of the reach of children. This information was compiled by the Pharmacy Department in collaboration with Child and Family Information Group at Great Ormond Street Hospital for Children, NHS Trust. It was written in September 2006 and recorded in January 2008. This information does not constitute health or medical advice and will not necessarily reflect treatment at other hospitals. If you have any questions, please ask your doctor. No liability can be taken as a result of using this information.